Blog Talk Radio.
Because the Cherokees was not always there. So they would call it Anindiga, which meant we the people. And all the tribes started naming themselves, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we the people. Because that was the first line of the Iroquois Constitution. So when the Constitution was set up here as a remembrance of who they are, most of the Native Americans in their own dialect named the tribe we the people. As a group, because we all had to unite to survive.
And attesting to this fact, Congress passed House Resolution 331, the Iroquois Confederation established the United States Constitution.
What they don't mention is that there were already people here, there was black people already in America, which are the parents of all those people from different parts of Africa.
So most of us were shipped from America to Africa and Europe, contrary to popular belief.
Indigenous people of this land. The Chinese came in, mixed in with them, and produced what you're calling Native Americans today or Indians. And the Caucasian gave them all our rights.
Right.
Now they're walking around saying Cherokee, Choctaw, Shinnecock, Cheyenne, and we're walking around saying African, African, African.
Do you want to claim one part or the whole thing, Khalid Muhammad?
We got to go up against the world and tell them who the hell we are and stop letting them tell us who we are. They didn't change who we are in the last 100 years, 5 different times. We were nigger, Negro, Afro-American, now African-American.
We have invented the nigger. I didn't invent him. White people invented him.
And as long as you keep saying you're Negroes and accept organizations like the NAACP, you will never have rights to what is rightfully yours. You with me? But the moment you start saying, I am an indigenous person, sovereign, I belong to a sovereign nation, they can't do jack with it. Because they have admitted in their textbooks that they came to America, and when they got here, people were already here. And all you're saying to them is, correct, I am of the people that was already here when you got here.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's black power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place. I don't know nothing. Give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee. I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnaldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Cary Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Greetings, this is L. Rock Smith Bay. You are tuned in live to our Talk Times of America Network. This is another episode of Indigenous Agriculture Part 7 of a 12-part series. Today is March the 21st, 2017. As always, I'd like to thank the ancestors, foremothers and foremothers that were for the righteous cause that came before me and allowed me to use this platform and give out the information to the people and to the world. Okay. Now tonight, as always, we're going to continue with the previous show. You know, how can we implement, you know what I'm saying, and utilize, you know, these ancient practices as far as agriculture, gardening, you know what I'm saying, and horticulture in everyday life, okay? We're also going to have it's going to be surrounding, you know, the core, which is identity, which determines everything, you know what I'm saying, which is status, which is your place in the universe and what you need to be doing and where you belong, essentially, okay? And for more information on your indigenous heritage and how to reclaim your indigenous heritage, if you are unaware that 80 to 85% of us, so-called blacks in America, were already here prior to the arrival of any European or foreign invader, okay? You can go to our Talk Times of America on Facebook. Okay, make it easy for you. Just type in auto, A-U-T-O, A like apple, U like umbrella, T like toaster, O like octopus, okay? Auto, and then C-H-T-H-O-N-S, so auto, C-H-T-H-O-N-S. A Talk Times of America on Facebook, or you can find L. Rocksmith Bay on Facebook, and I'm also on Instagram at the Rocksmith at the underscore Rock underscore Smith for more information, and also, you know, I have another platform. I'm utilizing YouTube as well. I'm under the same alias, L. Rocksmith Bay. You just type in that name and you will find me. I'll pop up usually on the first search result. Okay? And I want to read a quote. I want to start out by reading a quote. Okay? And it goes something like this, if I can recall correctly. There's a chief, one of the chiefs of America, can't remember what tribe, I believe it was the Sioux tribe chief, okay, and he said, time, when only those who know how to grow their own food will be able to eat. Okay? No, that's a really profound quote, because that's essentially what's really been happening, what's already been happening and coming to manifestation, especially more so in the Americas. If you don't know how to grow your own food, you won't be able to eat, okay? That is just the gist of it. And what are the three components, you know, of every indigenous culture on the planet? You know, number one, that's shelter, right? Because you want to be able to have a roof or some kind of covering over their head. Okay, so shelter, right? Number two, food. Try to have a food source. Because without it, what will happen, of course, you will die. Okay. And number three is survival. Okay, so shelter, food, and survival. Those are the three components, you know, of every indigenous culture. And they all are linked together. And really, food source is number one, okay? And then show them later or along the way in developing that food infrastructure, okay? Now, before I go on further, I'm going to give you again just some of the rules, you know, to show how it's going to work. Well, I'm saying 10 minutes deep into the show, anyone can call in, you know what I'm saying? If you have any questions or comments, 10 minutes deep will be the time. You know, I'll also notify you when that time has come. A little Q&A. And then I'll continue with the show. And then again, during the end, about 20 minutes deep, again, there will be a Q&A, and within the 5 minutes remaining, that will be concluding to the end of the show, okay? And that's really it. And again, like previous shows, I always like to say, what is the importance of agriculture, right? Why do we have to go over this? Why should we know about where our food comes from, right? What is the importance of eating right, eating a healthy meal, okay? Creating your own local food infrastructure, okay? So these questions should all be asked over saying why it's so. Okay. Time. 3 minutes to the 10-minute mark. We'll start answering questions, or you know, anyone call in and comment. 3 minutes till will be the time. Like I said, my goal is to create a local food infrastructure, right, for food deserts, which is in an area where there is no type of fresh local food within walking distance yet. There's a fast food restaurant, there's a McDonald's, there's a Burger King, right, there's a Wingstop, there's a Pizza Hut. Okay, there's a Taco Bueno, there's a Taco Bell on every corner. That's not real food. And that will definitely, it's called fast food because it takes you fast to your death. okay? The original fast food is fresh fruits and vegetables, because you just pick it and eat it, okay? That is fast food, all right? And I just want my people to think and to use logic, use critical thinking, and use common sense, okay? You know, I'm going to try to get on my next show, you know what I'm saying? Or if not the next show, the show before that, after that next show, a co-host going here just to join with me, you know what I'm saying? Kind of a different commentary and a different perception, but still on the same wavelength of, you know, dealing with our identity and how we should operate and move within ourselves. Okay? That should be pretty cool to do. And again, this quote that I had said earlier, there will come a time when only those who know how to plant will be eating, is a quote from Chief Oren Lyons. And that's literally already happening now. And even more so, that was just a quote back in these so-called third world countries, okay? If you didn't grow food, you weren't eating, all right? Or if you were trading, unless you were, like, trading or bartering, you know what I'm saying? Like, this whole, our concept of money is totally different than the rest of the world. Concept of, you know what I'm saying, money, you know, valuable, your energy. That's what backs the money. So money can be anything of value that was created through your energy, right? So that's where bartering and trading comes in, you know, providing services for services, right? And dead bodies are not food, okay? If you're alive, you want to eat alive, okay? You want to eat things that are alive, okay? You want to eat fresh greens, fresh fruits and vegetables that are living, okay? And again, now it's not even safe to even just drink your water anymore, if it ever was safe. No. That's why I said it should always, I'm going to just read a little quote that I put together. It's mean. And it says, liquefied chlorine, fluorosilic acid, aluminum sulfate, calcium hydroxide, sodium silico fluoride are just a few of the chemicals in your average tap water. Also found in tap water is chlorine, fluorine compounds, triodanes, thyme salts of arsenic, radium, aluminum, copper, lead, mercury, cadmium, barium, hormones, nitrates, and pesticides. Okay? As it's a taste of what is within tap water and basically any other type of water source, you know, that they're giving to you. It's most likely to contain that and more.
You know, this is dealing with, you think, just because your water does not appear to be colored, you know what I'm saying, brown like Flint, Michigan's water source, even various other sources around that have started to show just how bad and how worse the water system truly is. It's systematic. That is just not confined to one area. If the pipes in Michigan are, if the water in Michigan is not clean, that means the pipes in North Carolina and New Jersey is not clean either, okay? Because all these pipes are connected, FYI. And they all go through the same
process, and they're all coming from the same source. It's just water is being constantly recycled. Okay, toilet water, sink water, it's all the same. All right, it's all going into one system, one filtration area. What do you call it? The water station where they filter the one treatment plant, right? And all that water is just being combined and then flowing back into the pipes as your sink water. So you can be drinking literally the same water that your waste was in or someone else's waste is. That's why they have to add so much chemicals. And also, they have to add so much chemicals because the pipes are ancient. They're old, okay, in the ground for quite some time. I know I went over my time limit. But, yeah, if anyone have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. You know, want to say anything, it's time now. Lines are open. We got one caller. Last four digits ending in 9278. You have a question or comment?
Yeah. Well, I have a comment about the water situation. Where I'm from, you know, we got the same thing. We our infrastructure is horrible, and they talking about a 15-year plan and spending so much money on it, but they should have been doing that. You know, people was trying to come in and be, you know, redesign a street. You know, like we can have, you know how New Orleans has Bourbon Street. You know, we was trying to have the same thing, Jackson, Mississippi. Oh, that's where I'm from, by the way. My name is Jalen Young. And, you know, I might be young, but I still notice a lot. I keep my ears to the street, not just the streets, but the business side of the street. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
Hood came in offering like $50 million just to rebuild the street. But the question was, why Hood pull out? What happened to the money during that time? Why are streets still fucked up? Why, excuse my language, why the infrastructure,
wrong like that, man.
You know, like people want to come and do business with us, but we have so many crooked people, the money, that yeah, this is what we're going to use it for, but down the line, they're not using it. So now you
they're using it.
They want
sales.
Yeah, they want to kill us off. They want to kill us, as natives off, man, like this is Ireland, and I just get sick and tired of sitting back and watching this stuff happen. Like, come on, you know, we can live without food up to 2 weeks, but we can't live without water because our body is 70% of water.
Right.
That's majority of us. That's water. That's what they call water weight. You can't lose water weight. You need water weight.
Uh-huh.
But they poison the water so much, it's like, who do you trust? You say you for the people, we elect you into the office as a mayor, as city council. You supposed to help us. But you dealing with Boule and stuff like that. You in it for yourself. You taking an oath on people. And at the end of the day, you still... Like what Samuel L. Jackson said in college days, even though you're in college, you still an educated nigga. At the end of the day, even though you Boule, the pale man is still going to see you as a nigga. He's still going to screw you over, regardless. He's going to smile in your face and tell you, yeah, do this, do that. And you going to be the coon and play that token card and do it. Saying, nah, man, just what the white man want us to do. Bump that. At one point in time, we were white. We were white. It's just a social status. Ain't no...
That's right.
It's not a color. It's not about color. And one thing I try to get our people to realize, we're not adjectives. Stop. We're nouns.
Uh-huh.
We're persons. You know.
Right.
Like, we're not immigrants. How can you be from America and be an immigrant? Come on, think about it. North America, Central America, South America, anything with the term America. But my thing is,
we realize who we really are and actually stop letting these people come up with movements for us and start our own movement and take the time out to listen to these quote-unquote crazy folks. Because these crazy folks that are like us know what the fuck they're – I mean, know what they're talking about. But
yeah, and you know what really got
me?
Yeah. What really got me, as dealing with immigrants and everything was when Katrina hit in New Orleans, and then, you know, they called them refugees.
Exactly.
That kind of just blew my mind.
You stay there. See, we didn't become refugees until Jesse Jackson told us we were African Americans, man. Until they told us, yeah, you're black, you're Negro. How come our people gotta be referred to as African American? You don't hear an Asian coming over here saying, yeah, I'm Asian American. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You hear them saying, I'm Asian. I'm from an Asian descent. I'm Korean. I'm Philippine.
Right.
You know, but we over here is saying, yeah, I'm African American. Let's go back home. No, your home is America. Northwest Africa, really. But people don't want to. People don't know that. They don't know that. They don't want to know
it. Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, but that water situation, man, I understand where you're coming from because, like, that plays an important part as an infrastructure, like building upon something. You can't build upon anything where water is still seeping out and it causing the ground to be soft. And I know in Jackson, we have clay, red clay, and you know how soft clay is. And once clay gets wet, it's over with. It continues to move. And even if you understand the history of Jackson, period, you know, we inside of an old volcano.
Right.
But people don't know that.
Huh.
People here don't even know that. And I'm quite sure y'all don't know that. And
I didn't know that either.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to break it where, like, people still view people from Mississippi as country. We're not country. That's just the perception y'all have on them. We're actually educated. Huh. We know what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, the whole thing about the fluoride stuff is, you know, it's destroying the pineal gland. It's not actually making people aware. It's making people zombies. That's why a lot of people are being killed during Black Friday events, these wholesales, like, who come down to get this for a Thanksgiving sale, a Memorial Day sale, 4th of July sale.
Holy
you know,
days.
It's programmed. Right. So once we start using our dollar and giving it to the pale man got control of us. But if we can bring back the Black Wall Street and what Malcolm X was trying to do, bump the integration crap, keep it separate. Because once we're separate, we know what we're doing. We know what we can do, what we can go from there. We don't need a handout. They're the ones that need the handout. Because if you look at it, they still in our culture. We don't need their culture. But once we steal their culture, they want to flip the script and make a new law. You follow me? It's like once we play their card, once we play their game, they want to change the rules. But y'all made it like this, though. We just doing what y'all do. Once we do that, we the bad guys. We're evil. So if we can just really know who we are and stop being lazy, we can switch. We can change up a lot of stuff. This water situation wouldn't be an issue that we need to talk about. That could be something like, all right, yeah, that happened. This is what we did, so this is what's happening now. We got to think about the long term. Bump what's happening now or what's going to happen next year. And this whole gentrification thing is a part of the water situation.
That's true. That's true.
And the climate change. Yeah, this the whole thing they're trying to do. This is their whole objective. They know we need the sun. They don't need the sun. They can really live without the sun, but we need the sun. And we need water. Yeah. So
exactly.
It's crazy, man. I might not see the change, but I feel that the change is gonna happen.
Right.
I don't want to be too late, though. You know.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm afraid that they're not gonna stop wiping us out, and I don't want that to happen because we're humans. We're not mankind. We're not like man. We're humans. We're the original people.
Right.
But, you know, we lost it. We lost it once we, decided that we were adjectives, you know?
Uh-huh. Took on someone else's identity.
Right.
We don't die, we multiply.
Exactly. But, you know, they trying to switch that up on us also. Prisons, and they got it now where they can change your sex within water.
Yeah, that whole
experiment on frogs. Yeah, experiment on frogs, and then they trying to put in them up on our males, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's scary. And I don't care what anybody say, that's the topic that we need to be talking about. Bump that whole Black Lives Matter crap.
Matter.
See where you're going with this.
Hey.
But you understand who behind it, then you'll stop saying that crap. Because the same guy that's behind it backed Hillary Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And he a devil himself. Right.
It's about all that with every type of institution or anything they set up that's government. It's government operated. You know what I'm saying? NAACP, you know, who created and founded that? Some pale faced people and maybe one or two of us, you know what I'm saying? But it was really, you know, them created that. We weren't calling no other people first of all, so
we wouldn't. Right. They decided to call us we were indigenous. Then we became aboriginal indigenous. And then once Christopher Columbus came, we became Indians. Then we became Negroes. Then we became people of color. Then black. Then African American. Then back to Negro. Then back to black. I skipped Afro American. You know? But if you break the word indigenous down, you know, it means
indeed
God.
Indeed.
God's people.
Uh-huh.
Right. It's deeper than what it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that etymology, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with that, going to the root and the true meaning of the word. You know what I'm saying? What does it actually mean? Not what we think it means, but what it meant when it was created. You know?
Right.
I'm always stressing that. We got to go into the language.
Right. That's something that we strayed away from. Understanding the language arts. And the signs, because if you think about it, we use signs to recognize things. If you don't understand the signs and you go somewhere, you will die. They will literally kill you. Just like the gang members, if you understand their signs, you know to stay away from there. Like if you go to Hong Kong and you don't understand the signs, they will kill you. That's what it's all about. Matter of fact, police have signs, you know.
Yeah,
if you understand the signs, you can protect yourself from them.
Exactly. Are you aware of it? Yeah. That's
right.
That awareness. And I got a few minutes, man. I left on the all show. Right, I like what you said. I want to try to get you back on, you know, to do a little co-host join or something, you know, if you got the time.
Yeah, I'm going to have time, man. Just I'll follow you on Instagram.
All right, I see you, you know, so I can contact you, too. And, yeah, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, dropping
right.
a little knowledge, fam.
Exactly. Take care, bro. All
right, man. Have a good night.
You do the same.
That's cool. So long. All right, good deal. Yeah, that's coming to the end of the show. I'd like to thank everyone for calling in tonight, tuning in, whoever rolled with me to the end of the show. This is concludes another episode of Indigenous Agriculture Part 7. I'll be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Central Time Zone. You know, I'd like to thank everyone again for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? And thank Ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information to my people and to the world. That being said, your identity is your most powerful or valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi.
Because the Cherokees was not always there. So they were called Ani Indiga, which meant we the people. And all the tribes started naming themselves, like I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, we the people. Because that was the first line of the Iroquois Constitution. So when the Constitution was set up here, as a remembrance of who they are, most of the Native Americans in their own dialect named the tribe, we the people, as a group, because we all had to unite to survive.
And attesting to this fact, Congress passed House.